Welcome to the Unpacking It podcast, where we interview intriguing guests from the sports and entertainment world. I'm Bryce Johnson. Today's podcast includes a throwback interview with one of our early guests. The Unpacking It radio show began in August 2012, and over the years, we've had the privilege of talking with players, coaches, entertainers, authors, and broadcasters. And throughout that time, technology has improved, sound quality has as well. And even though some of those early interviews are funny for me to listen to, I think they're some of our best guests, and they're still some of my favorite stories that we've heard on this show. And so that's why we want to continue to make these available to you and wanted to share today's interview with you. So I hope you'll enjoy today's podcast and check out all of our current and past interviews from over the years. Also, be sure to sign up for the Unpack This email devotional blog on unpackingit.com. But let's jump right in. I hope you enjoy today's guest. Joining us right now is the head coach of the Charlotte 49ers, Mark Price. He had a very successful playing career at Georgia Tech and in the NBA with the Cleveland Cavs, and he's one of the greatest shooters of all time. Most recently, he was an assistant coach with the Charlotte Hornets, but now is the new head coach of the Charlotte 49ers. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bryce. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we're glad to have you. And I guess just first off, what has the summer been like since being named the head coach back in the spring? I assume it's been a whirlwind, but what's the experience been like?
It certainly has been a whirlwind. I probably don't think we have enough time to cover all what I've had to get done in the past 5 months. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun. It's been exciting. Obviously, I'm extremely excited about being the head coach at Charlotte. And, you know, the summer was about getting things put in order as far as my staff is concerned, adding kids to the roster. So it's been a lot of fun. But kids all get in this weekend. We start school on Monday. So it's here. And I'm excited about it.
It's all happening. Well, I know you've talked about building a team and a program your way. And so I'm curious, in what ways is your strategy maybe unique? And how will your personality really shine through the development of this new team and new program?
Well, obviously, we're starting on the ground floor. But, you know, I'm going to coach my team the way that I played, Bryce. There's nobody that's going to outwork us out on the court. I had to work extremely hard to be successful at my size, and you know, we're going to be prepared. I'm going to have kids that are going to get out there and give it their all every night in, night out. And I like shooters. Our goal is to put a lot of shooters on the floor as we go through this process and start being able to bring in the kind of young men that I feel is going to be a fit for our program. And I think play an exciting brand of basketball, and hopefully the city of Charlotte, the school, will get excited about our team and come out and give us a lot of support.
Charlotte 49ers head basketball coach Mark Price joining us here on Unpacking It. And I'd love to know what the decision-making process was like to become the Charlotte head coach, and having been in the NBA as an assistant coach and then this opportunity presenting itself, what went into just the family side of it, the faith side of it in ultimately becoming the new head coach?
Well, it was, you know, it happened pretty fast, actually, and it kind of came out of the blue, to be honest with you, Bryce.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in the middle of the season last year with the Hornets trying to, make a playoff run at the end of the year. And I got a call from a friend of Judy Rose, who's the athletic director at Charlotte, basically asking if I would have any interest in the Charlotte job as they were making their transition into making a coaching change. And I said I would. I'm always open to listening to opportunities as they present themselves, and really wasn't that familiar with the school, to be honest. I was so focused in on the NBA, but once I went over, visited the school, sat down, visited with Judy Rose and eventually the chancellor at the school, it it just presented itself to me as a great, great opportunity, a lot of potential to build something really, really good here in Charlotte. And the other great thing was I didn't have to move again. Yeah. My family was already here with me in Charlotte. So that made the transition easier. Obviously, any decision that I ever make is a family decision. What's ultimately best for my family. I have a son that will be a sophomore at Charlotte Christian this year. And so it gives him a chance to finish up his school, not have to change schools. And there was just a lot of positives about it. And on top of that, the opportunity to be a head coach was something I didn't feel like I could turn down. And so here we are.
We're talking with head coach Mark Price of the Charlotte 49ers here on Unpacking It. And so at what point in your life or your NBA career did you think, I want to be a head coach and or even a coach, an assistant coach? And then maybe how did that transition to, I'd really be interested in being a head coach someday?
I think the last 2 or 3 years, as I was an assistant at the NBA level, I've been coaching at the NBA level for about, the last 6, 7 years. But the last 2 or 3 years, I really started thinking down the road that hopefully the possibility would present itself for me to eventually be a head coach. I wasn't really thinking college at the time, although I was open to everything. College is a little bit different animal than professional, but when the opportunity presented itself, and it's always been, in my case, I want to be where God wants me to be in the right situation where he wants me to be. And I think the opportunity at the college level to have an impact on young men's lives on a daily basis, help them grow, not only as basketball players, but as young men, to help them be successful in life when they leave was exciting to me. And hopefully get a chance to be the kind of mentor to these young men that people have been in my life that allowed me to be successful.
Well, no, I think that's a key part and maybe one of the biggest differences between college and the NBA. But I am curious how receptive, even with your time in the NBA as an assistant coach, were players to coaching, to mentoring, and to listen to the wisdom of guys that have been there versus what maybe you're already experiencing as you start to interact with college students and players?
Yeah, I think you always have guys that are probably difficult, not easy to coach sometimes at the pro level, just because you're dealing with millionaires and yeah, and things like that. It's a different dynamic, but I, for the most part, even at the pro level, I think one of my advantages that I always had was that I played at that level.
Yep.
And so I ultimately had the respect of players because I had been there and done that at the highest level. And so I think that was always helpful as far as me gaining the respect and being able to teach and work with guys at the NBA level who are wanting to get better. And so I'm just carrying that over to Charlotte. I think even more so, I think, my credentials are, kids come in and they see what I've accomplished as a player and where I've been as a coach, and know that it seems like every kid now that you recruit thinks they're going to be an NBA player. And so I look at that as an advantage for me because I've played at that level, coached at that level. And so I certainly know what an NBA player looks like and what it takes to be one. And obviously if a kid's good enough to do that, I can help them develop and get to that next level.
Charlotte 49ers head basketball coach Mark Price, former NBA player, joining us here on Unpacking It. And you mentioned recruiting, and I know you kind of got thrown into recruiting this summer and getting ready for the upcoming season. But what have you maybe learned or noticed already just comparing your time getting recruited when you were coming out of high school as a player versus how it's changed to today?
Well, I think there's just so many more kids, there's so many more AAU programs and things like that are out there now than when I was coming out. I think there might have been one AAU team in the whole state of Oklahoma when I was coming out of high school, and now you got about probably 50 in every state.
Man,
it seems like, and so there's a lot of kids playing, and there's a lot of you know, people, good and bad, involved. You're not always just dealing with parents anymore. You're dealing with AAU coaches and trainers and all sorts of people. So it's a different landscape, but, you know, it's just as a coach, you have to learn to adapt and learn to be able to go and find out who it is that has influence on these kids and try to get involved and find, like I said, ultimately the young men that you feel like are going to fit and do well in your program.
Now, you mentioned wanting to get players that are shooters, and really what your skill set has been, even as an assistant coach, teaching guys how to shoot. And so what's that balance of knowing that you can go after guys that you can teach how to shoot versus already being good shooters? What's that balance like from your perspective?
Well, I think, obviously, if you can find them that already know how to do it pretty well, that helps.
Yeah, that's
true.
A little bit quicker
process, but, you know, that if you do see a young man that has a lot of potential and maybe his weakness is the shooting part, well, that's definitely something that I can help him with and help add to his game, and I think that's another plus recruiting tool that really I have that maybe some other coaches don't. I've been involved. Player development is what I've really has been my main focus for the last 7-8 years, and I know how to help guys get better. And so that's a positive plus in dealing with young men that come and play in our program, that when they come, that hopefully they'll be better players when they leave than when they got here.
What's the hardest aspect when you're working with a player to change his shot, improve his shot, that it's almost like the last part to really click? Is there a common thread when you work with guys, or is everybody different?
Well, everybody's different. I think everybody, you know, has the things that make them click. I think ultimately you have to get them to a point where they totally buy in. They know that if they do the work and make the changes, it's going to help them. I think the hardest part is not going back and relying on old habits and really getting to the point where there's always a point anytime you're working with somebody and changing that they're either going to break through and get over the hump, or they're going to tend to fall back into old habits. And so that's always the challenging part anytime you're trying to change somebody's shot. But, you know, I've done it for a long time, and there's a mental aspect to it that you have to be able to get across to people when you're working with them. And I've been able to have success at that. And so that's just something that, I've been able to do as I've worked with different people over the years.
We're talking with Mark Price, head coach of the Charlotte 49ers, former NBA player, here on Unpacking It. And coach, you're a man of faith, and it's been a part of your life for a long time. And so as you now step up into an even bigger leadership role as the head coach, as somebody leading a program, how does that factor in, and how have you maybe even adjusted to that of understanding, hey, I'm representing Christ, but I'm also representing this university, and just kind of that thought process for you?
Well, you know, being a Christian, that's the centerpiece of who I am. It affects everything that you do. It's how you treat people. It's how you live your life in approaching things. And, you know, every time I the Lord opens up an opportunity for me to coach, you know, he's put you there for a reason and a purpose, and to be a light for him. It's not that you're, you know, quoting Bible scriptures every day, every time you see somebody, but I've felt over the years that, you know, you gain people's trust by the way you live, by the way you treat people, and God gives you the opportunities to share with them your faith and have an impact. And I certainly hope to have that opportunity with the young men that come through my program.
Absolutely. Mark Price, join us here on Unpacking It. And kind of along with that, I always love asking people what God's been teaching them recently. So I'll ask you that as well. Just what's maybe been on your heart most recently, especially with such a, you know, life change that you've been going through becoming the head coach?
I think the thing that God continues to teach me, and, you know, there's a scripture verse that says, man has plans, but God directs your path. And I think so much of our lives, we're trying to coordinate or organize or set up plans for our lives. But ultimately, if we're open to God's leading, that He's going to direct your path to exactly where He wants you to be, and really trusting in Him in those things, because you know, we like to be in control all the time, but ultimately we know He's in control, and the more we can trust Him with that, the more peace we're going to have.
Amen. Mark Price here on Unpacking It. And Coach, I guess I got one final question, more basketball related. As somebody who was such a great three-point shooter, and there's been a lot of discussion just about the evolution of the three-point shot and really the way that it's being utilized in the NBA, maybe in a bigger way. What have you kind of thought about this, and how much will the three-point shot specifically kind of be a part of your offense and moving forward?
Well, hopefully as we move along and establish the kind of team we are and the way we want to play, the three-point shot is going to be a big part of what we do. Like I said, I think it's really changed the game in a lot of ways. I know the pro level, the number of three-point shots that are taken in the game now is probably about three times how many it used to be taken on a nightly basis. It's totally people are, whether it be the new, you know, computer models that they're coming up with, the statistics to show the stats to the new wave of all that kind of stuff is something that has really had a major effect on people taking another look at how you approach the game. And so I think you're seeing that at the college level as well. I know there's a lot of people that are putting more emphasis on the three-point shot because it, you know, it's definitely changed the game. I remember when I was playing and we didn't have the three-point shot. you know, if you were up 10 points with about 3 minutes to go, the game was pretty much over if you were, you know, a pretty good team. Well, now you can be down 10 and with a three-point shot in three buckets, you can be right back in the game. So it has been, you know, giving coaches the ability to get back in a game. You're never quite out of it. So it's an exciting part of the game, and it'll definitely be part of what we want to do.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it for sure. And Coach, congratulations on this new job. I'm really excited for the Charlotte 49ers to have you in charge. And thank you so much for joining us today on Unpacking It.
Well, I appreciate it, Bryce, and good luck to you, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
I hope you enjoyed this classic interview here on the Unpacking It podcast, and encourage you to check out some of our recent interviews as well as all the classic interviews that we have available to you on unpackingit.com or in iTunes. Just search Unpacking It, and wherever you listen to the podcast, I hope you'll be willing to leave a comment and a review and offer some feedback. That especially helps in iTunes. And if you ever want to offer up some thoughts, you can email me personally, Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E, at unpackingit.com. Also, be sure to check out our weekday email devotional blog. You can sign up for free on unpackingit.com. And if you feel led to support Unpacking It Ministries financially, we would greatly appreciate your monthly support. Even as little as $5 a month would just be a huge blessing to our ministry so that we can continue to encourage, challenge, and inspire sports fans to follow Jesus and become more like Him. Thanks for all of your support. Thanks for listening today. And we'll talk to you next time on the Unpacking It podcast.